T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Put him in the hall. Put him in the Hall of Fame. Parkinson Spiegel. Kill a rack. Count it in a foul.
We're going to crank it up nonstop.
Won 3 straight games to start this series. So it was a game 7. They stand eye to eye with history, and they did not blink. The Heat are going to the NBA Finals. What a win on the road. Third win in this series.
So history was not made. If you get a 3-0 lead in the NBA, it's happened 151 times before, and now all 151 times, that team ended up winning the series. This time it went 7, and the road team ended up winning and prevailing, the Miami Heat. And I heard Dan talking about it with Layla. He's like, oh, what a terrible game. What an unenjoyable game. What a bad game. And the basketball was bad. But you know what I really enjoyed? It happening in Boston to Boston sports fans.
Ha!
That was great. That, like, sad Celtics fan shots, they got run out the gym at home in game 7. A lot of quit in those Celtics.
It's the quit we saw in the first 3 games.
They folded up, man. That was hilarious.
Did Joe Mazzulla say again after this game that he didn't have them ready to play?
Well,
I think he did.
They'll be ready for games 8 and 9. just a complete embarrassment of a game 7 performance. But
yeah, guys, I'm gonna admit it. We spent too much time watching the town this week.
Yeah,
we should have been thinking a little bit more about basketball. But I had Ben Affleck and Jeremy Renner on the brain.
And understandable, right? The Lindas want you home, and now you're going home. And now there's all sorts of conversation about Jaylen Brown and the contract and whatever. And we could talk about the Heat stuff. But Joe Mazzulla clearly had a rough series, but his team did come back and win games 4, 5, and 6.
They did, and maybe they felt like it was going to be fait accompli. I know Kevin Millar was up there, because Millar is the guy who said when the Red Sox were coming back from 3-0 on the Yankees,
yeah,
don't let us win 1.
Right.
Don't let us win 2. And so Marcus Smart quoted that stuff. I think Millar and maybe Demp too, or maybe just Millar up in Boston for intentional talk this week, talking about that. But yeah, so like they fight all the way and get it back there, but then to show up like that was chump stuff in game 7.
Yeah, it was, but like I don't know how people weren't finding that funny. Maybe you don't find Boston sports fan angst funny once they had so much winning recently. And yeah, some of it's jealousy, but like Texter points it out, excellent anecdote. Jimmy Butler winning the Larry Bird Trophy for Eastern Conference Finals MVP in Boston. Hilarious. The Eastern Conference Championship Trophy.
The Bob Cousy Trophy.
Pat Riley being there with a bleep-eating grin on his face because how much Celtics fans hate Pat Riley. So that was great. I enjoyed every minute of it. I thought that game was thoroughly entertaining start to finish. And then...
But I wanted it to be dramatic. I understand what Bernsey's talking about. I wanted it to be fun. It felt like a bonus.
The basketball game itself was not good.
Saturday night was unbelievably great.
Yes.
As you know, anybody who happened to have that on...
Locked in.
My goodness. We had family over the house, but I had the game on. I was the only one watching. I screamed in the middle of a family situation when that Derek White putback went in.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
It was absolutely amazing. It was great sports theater, the whole thing. But I wanted to play for anyone who was either not watching the game live or certainly did something better with their Saturday night of Memorial Day weekend than watching post-game. But... I was watching post-game. I was watching the Inside the NBA crew Saturday night, and they go to Eric Spoelstra. And this is right after Derek White has what Simmons said, Bill Simmons, you know, basketball historian, lifelong Celtics fan, said the biggest playoff play for the Celtics since Bird stole the ball, right? Or Havlicek stole the ball, excuse me.
Well, they both did.
Yeah, right, right.
So, yeah, probably Bird, he meant, since
Bird,
that was more
Bird
recent.
More recent. Yeah, 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 exactly. Thank you. He was referencing, but yeah, thank you. But said most, you know, incredible Boston Celtic playoff moment since then.
Wow.
Losing coach steps to the podium. Minutes after it happens, his team, now a 8-point underdog, heading on the road to Game 7, and this is in the first answer to the first question that Eric Spoelstra was asked.
It's just a shame, you know. But look, this is the way this season's been. This is a one hell of a series. At this time right now, I don't know how we're going to get this done, but we're going to go up there and get it done. And that's what the next 48 hours is about. There's been nothing easy about this season for our group, and so we just have to do it the hard way. And that's just the way it's got to be, you know, for our group. And we wish we could tip this thing off right now. Right now, we want to tip this thing off. And let's play another 48 minutes, but we'll wait 48 hours and do this thing in Boston.
What an unbelievable job of setting the tone. Because it's really hard to quantify coaching in the NBA. It's such a player's league. And I saw a Spectrum stats thing that said that the Heat switched on more pick and rolls in Game 7 than any of the previous six games by a factor of like 20%. So they did make actual schematic coaching adjustments. And they did think coaching obviously matters in all sports. But it's a player's league. It always has been. It always will be, right? Pop is the greatest coach ever. They were terrible this past year because he didn't have the players.
Well, for sure. But in a playoff series, in coaching matters a lot in terms of the schematics and going for the matchups and adjusting. But it also matters in terms of the atmosphere you're providing and the backdrop you are offering and what you expect from your players and demand from them. And he's a badass. I never thought at the beginning that he was going to evolve into what he's evolved into, which is an incredibly strong and stable, wise guy in his 50s now as a coach.
The guy who everyone thought was riding the coattails of LeBron and Wade and Bosh.
And Riley
is now fairly universally considered the best coach in the NBA. Pop with the longevity in the rings, Steve Kerr with the talent, but in terms of actually maximizing it, like the Heat overachieving in the biggest games. And to your point, when coaching actually matters in the NBA, because it really doesn't matter a ton in the regular season because you're not really doing individual game planning for opponents.
So that side of it doesn't matter as much.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. The X's and O's, right? Because you're not. How often do we hear like guys like Rondo or LeBron and like the real smart Andre Iguodala, the real smart cerebral players are like calling out the sets from the bench because teams aren't changing the schemes or the calls or all that game because you can play four games in 5 nights. Like, but in an NBA playoff series where it's best of seven and you really can focus in on one team and adjustments and then adjustments to the adjustments and all of that, it does take on a bigger role, and Eric Spoelstra's teams overachieve in the postseason consistently. That they were down in the fourth quarter in the second play-in game to the Bulls. They're the 8 seed, and now they are a huge underdog, but they are the Eastern Conference champions after being in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. That's amazing, man.
It absolutely is.
That answer just impressed me so much for if you are a believer that team follows coach in terms of vibes, leadership, tone, all that. What an incredible tone to set after one of the most devastating losses you could possibly endure.
I think that whole organization follows Pat Riley. And I'm not trying to diminish Spoelstra at all, but it's just like it continues to be this incredibly healthy place because of Riley and Spoelstra and the culture that they've built there. And Spoelstra still knows it. Did you see this quote? It was in the Brian Windhorst piece about after Game 6 and talking about how Pat Riley was smiling so much there. that Spoelstra said, Pat feels a certain way about Boston, so I make sure everybody feels a certain way about Boston. That's part of my job as the caretaker. The caretaker. He's the head coach. He could have a massive ego and make it about him, but he knows he's just kind of doing Pat Riley's bidding in that job to help their culture be what it is and help what they do.
Yeah, but he's also clearly a great tactician, man. Like, how much is Pat Riley motivating players on a day-in, day-out basis for that organization?
That's his job. That's his job to motivate them on a day-out and day-in basis. But also, Pat walking by simply with the presence and he, whatever his version is these days of throwing the bag of championship rings on the table, he's got that largesse, which blows everybody away, which is a big part of what got Jimmy Butler in line and willing to do everything that he has to do.
Did you see the thing that ESPN Stats and Information put out about Riley, that he's now been a part of 25% of the NBA Finals in league history?
Wow.
Player, coach, and president.
That's insane.
I think it's like 24.9% of all NBA Finals in league history, Pat Riley either played in them, coached them, or was the team president for.
Player with the Lakers, coach with the Lakers, coach in New York, coach in Miami.
Yeah, president in Miami.
President in Miami.
Yeah.
All of those different times.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah. I think it's like 16 or something. I'll see if I can pull it up as we speak.
See that Jeff Van Gundy said that Eric Spoelstra is the best coach in the history of the Miami Heat, which includes Pat Riley and his own brother. He's not wrong.
Yeah. 3 as a player, 10 as a coach, 6 as an executive.
19
for Pat Riley. That is crazy.
That is crazy.
What an incredible thing. Speaking of Jimmy Butler, Eric Spoelstra talked about how Jimmy and his own unique brand of leadership.
It's intense. You know, it's not for everybody, and we're not for everybody. That's why we think it's like an incredible marriage. We never judge him on that. He doesn't judge us for how crazy we get. It's the same language. But the confidence level that he can create for everybody on the roster is incredible. I've almost never seen anything like it, you know, but I have. But he's special, you know, because he does it on both ends of the court. He can play 48 if you need him to. And then he just has a way also that, you know, he has a hard edge, and he's gnarly, but he knows how to have a soft touch just to give somebody some confidence at the right time. So that's a special gift that he has.
Oh, I never heard about the soft touch of giving somebody with the edge, but all of it, the whole rest of it was like, yeah, he's a jackass, but he's our jackass kind of thing. He's gnarly. Oh, God.
The thing with Jimmy, like, he has that thing where he will say, I'm the best player in the world. And I think that's insane. I think it's Jokic or Giannis, and then there's Embiid and Steph, and a healthy KD. You know what I mean? I think there are players better than Jimmy Butler. But he also very clearly takes it up a notch in the postseason. And if you believe that, like, doing more with less, like judging it on a scale or a curve,
it's unbelievable.
He's got a case. Or like pound for pound, like the old Allen Iverson thing, right? Giannis, Embiid, Jokic, the huge, like, athletic size freak of nature that Jimmy is not. He's obviously a big guy, but by NBA standards, he is a normal-sized wing. Like, he's got some of that in him, man. Like, I think they're going to get run. I think they're going to get swept in the NBA Finals. But even saying that, it's scary to bet against playoff Jimmy and Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah, it just didn't seem like he was going to allow them to give away that lead last night. It seemed like every time Boston got to within 9, I think it was 8 at one point, then it was up to 16, it was down to 12, then it would go back. It seemed like Jimmy made a play just about every single freaking time. It's remarkable. It's an incredible career, and He just found the right fit. He really found the right fit. I spent a lot of time in these playoffs thinking about if there's anything else the Bulls could have done to make all this happen, if they could have handed him the keys. And it just, this fit is so right because Spoelstra and Riley allow a certain gnarliness from Jimmy, and he tones it down just enough because he respects them just enough to get away with being this version of himself.
Yeah, I mean, the Bulls what if that everyone talks about is, could Jimmy have done it if he would have stayed here with it being Jimmy's team? And I think the answer to that, as we've talked about a few times, is no, because they weren't going to empower him. They didn't even empower Tibbs.
Right.
There was no chance of those of Garpax leaving at that time and
they,
all of that.
And they didn't have like the healthy organizational structure to provide Jimmy with the kind of backbone that he has down there, kind of support and discipline that is inherent to what that place does.
But one that I do think is a little bit more fair, and they brought it up and we used to mock them for bringing it up so much, is what if Derek doesn't get hurt? You know, like if Derek and Jimmy would have been the homegrown Batman and Robin and played together for a decade, what does that eventually yield?
Yeah, I don't know. Does
Jimmy become this version of himself if he's the second best player on the team?
I think Jimmy,
are their personalities too different?
I think he wanted to go somewhere and be the man for better or for worse, and it has turned out for better for him. But that's because of where he landed. But he was definitely going to just go somewhere and be the dude and see if it worked out.
I know, but in an alternate universe where Derek doesn't get hurt, Derek really did just care about winning. You know, like maybe Jimmy would have been better than Derek. Probably Wiz. Like, but, you know, so I do wonder what that alternate universe looks like if you've got the point guard and the wing that play incredibly hard, that Derek's the homegrown kid who gets announced last.
Uh-huh, but doesn't have the killer ego to demand that he's the guy taking every last shot. If anything, Derek had to be pushed into that early on in his career.
So, like, I don't know if Jimmy evolves into Jimmy if Derek is the superstar and healthy the whole way, but that's an alternate universe that I'd love to see what happened. Do they ever get through LeBron in the East, Miami or Cleveland, if Derek is healthy and him and Jimmy are together for 7 years, you know, for each of their primes?
The more that we do this job and the longer I've been around, the more I think organizational culture matters in terms of achieving greatness like that. I mean, every once in a while you can have a team that has a one-off and just powers their way through like player greatness. But like everybody has to feel supported. Everybody has to, you know, be given the opportunity to be the very best they can be. And the Bulls wouldn't have had that. They just didn't have it.
No,
they didn't have it. Thibs wasn't allowed to even be his full self and then got forced out. So I don't think they would have had, it wouldn't have been the nest to allow that kind of thing to really flourish.
Probably not. I mean, obviously, like you talked about with Jalen Carter going to Philly, Jimmy in Miami with Spoelstra and Riley.
It's perfect.
Feels perfect. Texters are pushing back on the Spoelstra best coach thing. Like, someone's like, are you saying he's better than Pop? Are you saying he's better than Phil Jackson? Like, I didn't say all time, but doing more with less, overachieving, like, no one said Eric Spoelstra was a great coach when he was going to the finals with LeBron, because it felt like they were a cheat code and anyone could have got there. But he's still there all these years later, still overachieving relative to playoff seed. And what? In the finals, in the bubble year, in the finals this year, in the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
They were a 3-point shot away from the finals last year.
I mean, what's the more impressive coaching job?
Oh, man.
Him or Steve Kerr, when Steve Kerr had Clay and Steph and Draymond and for a time KD? I would say Spoelstra.
This run here with 9 undrafted players, 9 undrafted players. The second best player on this team is Caleb Martin. That's the guy. He's been better than Bam Adebayo. Caleb Martin and Gabe Vincent are the non-Jimmy Butler heroes in this series.
Because there's no Tyler Hero.
And right. And they just beat Milwaukee, and they just beat Boston. They just beat two, and they beat one with this batch. Yes, and Spoelstra's undeniably a better coach than Pop as of right now.
Yeah, and Pop is, of course,
more accomplished.
And the legend, right? Like he is a better all-time coach. He's a better all-time coach. He is. And I don't think that Pop has lost it, you know, and that's not what I'm saying at all. Mm. But, like, there is something to, I mean, has Pop gotten to a finals without
Duncan
or Robinson? The answer is no.
I don't think that's, yeah, I think we got to know.
The answer is no. But you give Pop good players and he wins. And he wins for an incredibly long period of time.
Yeah.
And he blends international talent better than anyone. And the longest dynasty we've ever seen in the NBA with five titles over 15 or 16 years.
Don Shula went to the Super Bowl with Bob Greasy and Dan Marino and then David Woodley at quarterback.
That's incredible.
That
type of thing. Call it grading on a curve, but doing
it
more
matters.
With less. I feel like doing more with less is coaching.
That is
the definition of coaching.
We used to throw it up there with Belichick all the time for the Matt Cassel year, that they were great with Matt Cassel. Now the last few years, it's taken a hit, but that kind of stuff matters. Joe Gibbs in the NFL went to the Super Bowl with Jay Schrader and with Doug Williams and with Mark Rippon and with Joe Theismann.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
He's getting his flowers, but it's very, very deserved. And I think he's going to get crushed in the finals. So we'll see. Malone's a good coach, too. Jason Benetti was a predictably excellent master of ceremonies, which is what that felt like more than play-by-play last night for Liam Hendricks' return. He will discuss the special night at the ballpark next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.